Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Eureka police are searching for three men suspected of being involved in a shooting incident near the Sequoia Park Zoo on Saturday night. Detectives interviewed the female victim, who reported she had met the men for a marijuana transaction. After shooting the victim, the three men were seen leaving the scene in a gold Chevrolet sedan with possible Wyoming license plates and tape covering the right rear window. The suspects are described as an adult white male, 5'10", 170 pounds, who may be known as Jay, as well as a black male adult, 5'10", 160 pounds, with numerous face and arm tattoos, who may be known as BJ, and another adult white male with blonde hair in his early to mid-20s. The incident happened near Glatt and W Streets, and anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of a 27-year-old woman on Sunday morning. The woman was driving a 1993 GMC westbound on Highway 36 when she failed to negotiate a turn in the roadway, crossed the double yellow line, and collided with a tree. The driver was wearing her seatbelt at the time of the crash and was taken to Mad River Hospital, but sustained fatal injuries. The cause of the collision remains unclear, although impairment is not considered a factor. On Friday, August 9th, Fortuna police responded to a vehicle versus motorcycle accident on Ronerville Road. When officers reached the scene, they found 27-year-old Carlotta resident Justin Weir, who had suffered serious injuries, including head trauma. Officers determined that Weir had ridden his motorcycle into the path of an oncoming vehicle at Ronerville and School Streets. On Saturday, Fortuna police were notified by the Sonoma County Coroner's Office that Weir had died as a result of his injuries. The coroner will now conduct an additional investigation and forward the case to the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office. Eureka police were called out to the Greenbelt area of the 3300 block of Broadway on Saturday afternoon after receiving a report that a woman was being attacked by a man wielding a machete. When officers arrived on scene, they indeed found a woman suffering from a serious head wound consistent with one caused by an edged weapon, and a suspect was identified by witnesses. That suspect, 24-year-old Anthony Parker, was later found, and in his possession was the machete suspected of having been used in the attack. Parker was arrested and booked into county jail on an assault with a deadly weapon charge. The victim was moved to an out-of-area hospital for advanced treatment. On August 16th, a local Avoid the 7 DUI enforcement campaign kicked off for an 18-day period running through the Labor Day weekend. Since August 16th and through this past Saturday, 41 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in Humboldt County, more than double the number of arrests made in the same time period in 2012. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's the first day of the new school year for many students in Humboldt County, including those attending Eureka City Schools. After seeing a decline in the number of students enrolled and the resultant loss of state funding, Eureka City Schools reports that enrollment of grade school students has grown enough that the district has reopened Winship Middle School. The district and local officials will host a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Winship this afternoon beginning at 2:30. Winship will have 6th and 7th grade students this year and expand to include 8th grade students for the 2014-2015 school year. Firefighters continue their battle against the Corral Fire burning in the Trinity Alps Wilderness east of Hoopa Valley and north of Highway 299. The fire has scorched more than 11,000 acres, and lightning strikes over the weekend sparked several new fires in the area. Fire officials report significant progress on the northern end of the fire as hand crews and air assets were able to make a direct attack on the blaze. A camp has been set up near Denny for hand crews working the southeast flank of the fire, and the primary focus is on keeping the blaze away from Hoopa to the west and communities along Highway 299 to the south. Smoke and air quality remain a concern, and some of the rain from the coast made it inland and helped keep the fire from spreading over the weekend. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.